Well, let's talk about the new makeup of the Arkansas legislature. We're going to have approximately 55 Democrats, 45 Republicans, give or take one here or there. Do you sense that we're going to see some more partisanship at the legislature? What's the upside of that? What's the downside?
Well, no one knows because this is uncharted territory. I don't see it happening. I think that a lot of the Republicans that were elected this time would have just been conservative Democrats in the past, and I just don't sense that the legislators are going to have the kind of partisan gridlock that we see so often in Washington, D.C. You only have 6 years at best as a representative and eight as a senator. So, you know, you don't really have time to do that. They want to get there. They want to accomplish what they want to accomplish. I think they're, you know, more or less basically nice people, and I expect to see a pretty amicable session.
In House District 24, this is the seat that Republican Keith Crass won after he passed away. He was still elected into office. This has created a vacancy in election, and the law is a little bit unclear as to what to do. The Attorney General, Dustin McDaniel, ruled this week with an opinion as to what might happen. Explain some of the political dynamics that are at work here.
Well, this is the year that Arkansans would rather vote for a dead Republican than a live Democrat. And they showed that in that district where they voted for the Republican candidate who had died right before the election. The problem is that the most important thing that a legislator does occurs about 2 months after the election. And so the current office holder is a Democrat, Representative Rick Saunders, is kind of placed in a little bit of a quandary. If he leaves office, then basically his district will not have representation for much of the session because there won't be time to have the election. But if he stays in office, then he'll kind of be violating the spirit of the term limits law. The governor's office and the attorney general's office have pretty much said, you know, legally you can stay. The attorney general, Dustin McDaniel, said, but you should go. And the Republicans said, you should go. But that's up to. It appears basically at this point the ball is in his court, and he, Representative Saunders, is still thinking about it.
It's going to be an interesting dynamic to watch unfold. Let's move to congressional district politics. Staying in South Arkansas, the 4th congressional district, Representative Mike Ross made a couple of moves this past week that indicate some political posturing for now and certainly for the future. He led the charge against Nancy Pelosi. Actually, helped nominate a Blue Dog Democrat for her minority leader post. What do you think of that?
Well, the main thing I'm surprised at is that he didn't come out before the election when he was getting hammered, like all Democrats were, about his support for Pelosi before. He refused to say that he would vote for or against her during the campaign, which was a little closer than he would have liked to have been. After the election's over and he wins, he goes to Washington, D.C., and he kind of leads the charge against her, and she wins handily. What that does for him as far as the Congress, knowing that the minority leader and he are at odds, I don't know how that affects him. Maybe thereby, you know, forgives and forgets and moves on. But I don't think that if you're a conservative Democrat or a moderate Democrat, it's going to, in the South especially, it's going to help you to be aligned with Nancy Pelosi. So I think that he's trying to set himself apart. There's always these rumors about how he wants to run for governor in 4 years. He wants to put himself in a position to where he's not identified as a liberal Democrat, a big spending Democrat. So that apparently is what he's doing. Now, how it'll play out over the next 4 years, who knows?
One more major topic this past week, it's also a business topic. That involves how the state's going to fund its $19 billion in estimated highway needs. The Blue Ribbon Commission that's been studying this for about a year and a half came out with a series of proposals, complete with tax increases, tax shifts, tax reform, tax indexing. Does any of it have a chance of getting enacted in this next legislative session?
Does any of it have any chance? You know, there is some. One of the proposals of the committee was to transfer sales taxes from automobiles and automobile parts. Right now, they go into the general revenue fund to use those for highways. That would be the only thing, because that would be the only non-new tax. The problem that the state faces is that we have about $19 billion worth of highway needs. Some of them are wants. Some of them are nice or would like to haves, but it's what the highway department has identified as things we really need to do. We only have $4 billion to pay for it. So that's a $15 billion hole, and you just don't find $15 billion in waste, fraud, and abuse. It's just not there. The way highways are funded is by mostly from gas taxes and diesel taxes. The problem is that we're driving a little bit less in this recession, and our cars are getting a lot more fuel efficient. So we're not burning as much fuel, and we're not paying as many taxes to drive the same amount. So there's the legislature, the highway department, and others are going to have to try to figure out a way how to pay for that. The Blue Ribbon Committee, has decided, they came up with a list of proposals. Most of them included, or a lot of them included, some kind of tax increase. And in this economy, I don't see any interest in either the governor's office or the legislature to raise taxes. The governor's office has basically put out a flat budget with a tax cut in grocery taxes, so I don't see how we're going to get a lot of that passed.
And I'd argue there's not much sentiment from the will of the people for a tax increase right now either. Would you agree?
Not right now. As this was being passed, Senator Capps from Searcy, God bless him, he's led this, and he said, I've been in the legislature for 44 years, and we've put a lot of reports on the shelf. I hope this isn't one of them. But after hearing all that they had proposed and then kind of keeping my ear out to the ground in the legislature, I'm afraid this is probably going to at least end up on the shelf for a while.
Is this just terrible timing, or do you think that there will ever be a time where Arkansans are willing to make those major investments needed to fund these massive road needs?
Tucker tried it in 95, and Governor Tucker, and it got voted down by about 90%. But that was a huge program. We've taxed ourselves before. We've spent a bunch of money on schools in the past few years. At some point, we'll have to fix and repair our roads. As far as how big a program, that just depends on what they propose and who's selling it.
And perhaps the silver lining is there's probably not a lot of other states willing to raise taxes for roads and economic development. So maybe everybody finds themselves in the same boat.
I would think so. A lot of these Republicans were elected after signing a no new taxes pledge. If they go ahead and vote for any kind of tax increases for highways, I just don't see that happening.